This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to announce that the United States is doubling to 1 billion doses its purchase of Pfizer's COVID-19 shots to share with the world. Biden is also set to embrace a goal of vaccinating 70% of the global population within the next year. The stepped-up U.S. commitment will be the cornerstone of a global vaccination summit the president is convening virtually Wednesday on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly. Biden will push well-off nations to do more to get the coronavirus under control around the world. Word of Biden's plan comes from two senior administration officials who spoke on a condition of anonymity to preview the president's remarks. A volley of shots was fired at a car carrying Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's principal aide on Wednesday in what a senior official called an assassination attempt. More than 10 bullets hit the car near a village around 5 kilometers outside the capital of Kyiv, wounding the driver, a police statement said. It said a criminal case on suspicion of premeditated murder had been opened. A local television station said at least 19 bullet holes could be seen on the driver's side of the car. A senior lawmaker said the aide was not hurt. He's close to the president and leads a group of advisors. The head of the president's political party said Russia could be behind the attack. Find more on the story and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Police in Australia's second largest city of Melbourne arrested more than 200 people after projectiles thrown by protesters injured two officers on Wednesday, the third consecutive day of demonstration against COVID-19 curbs. Golf balls, batteries, and bottles were among the items thrown at police during the protest, held in defiance of stay-at-home orders after a two-week closure of building sites to rein in infections, which rose again in the state of Victoria. Police are bracing for more demonstrations in the next few days, according to a deputy commissioner, adding that the motives of some participants had seemed unclear. Quote, there weren't as many tradies involved. There are other small breakaway groups that see benefit in hijacking these things, the commissioner told reporters. Earlier, authorities and union officials had said extremist and far-right groups also joined the protest. Australia's largest cities of Sydney and Melbourne, as well as the capital Canberra, have been in lockdown for weeks to restrain a Delta outbreak. Crisis hit Lebanon Wednesday, raised fuel prices for the second time in less than a week amid severe rationing spurred by the collapse of a subsidy system that has depleted state coffers. Grappling with its worst ever financial crisis, Lebanon has gradually increased fuel prices in recent months because the cash-strapped central bank can no longer afford to fund fuel imports. The latest price hike, expected to be followed by further increases in coming weeks, is widely seen as a prelude to a final and definite lifting of fuel subsidies by the government. Since the end of June, the price of petrol has more than tripled amid severe rationing that has turned entire streets into chaotic lines for cars trying to get to fill up at the pumps. To fill a medium-sized vehicle's tanks, most Lebanese would now have to pay close to a monthly minimum wage of 675,000 Lebanese pounds at a time when nearly 80% of the population is estimated to live below the poverty line. The Energy Ministry's announcement on Wednesday came as many pumps across the country remain closed to customers. Importers and gas station owners say they are out of stock, but authorities have accused them of hoarding supplies to sell at higher prices once subsidies are officially lifted. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.